You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning. The time is 7:23, currently 65 degrees and overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Wausau Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube, and you can see us live during our local segments, and you can also go back and watch previous segments, including some of our pre-recorded interviews where we put them all in one big dose, because during the course of the morning sometimes we have such interesting guests that we cut it up, because we get 7.5 minutes at 22 and 52 minutes after the hour, and sometimes 7.5 minutes just is not enough, so we end up putting multiple segments on. And sometimes it's easier for our guests not to start up, go for 7.5 minutes, and then come back 22 minutes later and continue the conversation. So when I know that we have guests that are like that, we tend to have them come in right after the show ends. We record them all up in one long, continuous discussion, and sometimes that's the best way to hear it. And sometimes we are actually unable to get every moment of our discussions on. So if, you have an opportunity, go to the YouTube channel. You can watch and listen to some of our previous very interesting discussions. It is Friday morning, June the 27th of 2025. We are nearing the midway point of 2025. In fact, as we get to the end of June, that will be 6 months down and 6 months to go. Is as we go through 2025, we are now up to, what number are we here for this year? Day number 178 of this year. Nice. There are 187 days remaining. So again, we are almost at the halfway point, and it feels very, very thick out there. In fact, the relative humidity right now is above 90%. It's still wet. It seems like it's been wet out there for days on end here. It's not raining right now, but it's just wet out there. It's wet and sticky and thick. And
you're right. It's definitely foggy.
Yep, it is, because of all
that. I had to turn on the front window defroster on my car the last few days because it's been fogging up a little bit. Because, the darn humidity is just what gets us every time.
But hopefully folks are set for the weekend. In fact, there's, as we get into the summer months, a lot of terrific events going on. I know one of which this weekend, starting later today, is Wings Over Wausau. Mm-hmm. It's been an annual event, and a lot of folks really enjoy that. And I know it's going on today and tomorrow, so that's something that is always very popular. It starts up at 4 o'clock with the gates opening, and can enjoy activities tonight and also tomorrow as well.
And a Chalk Fest is happening this weekend also.
Oh, are you involved in that this year again?
I will not be involved with it, unfortunately, because I have work conflicts in the afternoon. However, my sister is going to be participating in Chalk Fest, because she's been doing it for quite a few years now. She always comes up with these incredible drawings, and they always turn out just amazing. So she's actually going to be getting there early on Saturday morning, just in case it's hot, so that way she has time to do her drawing and take a break if she needs to, I drink plenty of water because in past years, whenever she gets finished, she's always covered in chalk from the knees on, from the knees up to her clothes. So,
well, tomorrow,
it's a lot of hard work.
Tomorrow, weather-wise, looks pretty good. In fact, looks like plenty of sunshine. There is a slight chance of some thunderstorms late in the day, but not a great chance. And temperatures not too hot, around 80 degrees. So it looks like it should be a pretty good summer day for that event. I imagine that dry conditions are vitally important.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if not, it's hard to get that chalk down. I think this morning would be pretty tough.
Yes, it certainly would be. I know that last year was a little bit of an issue because I think it started off nice and then it started to rain, so they had to cover it up right away, and they didn't last as long as they usually do when people come to check them out a few days after Chalk Fest. So hopefully the rain will hold off for a while.
Yeah.
I always like to see the Chalk Fest entries because a lot of them are very incredible and very well done.
Yeah, I mean, again, it shows the artistic abilities of folks here in central Wisconsin. Yeah. It seems as though there's so many different ways people would like to be able to show them off. And again, knock on wood for both the Chalk Fest and Wings Over Wausau that the weather does cooperate and people can get out there and have a great time. It still seems incredible that we're into the summer months. It just feels like this year is just flying right on by. So get out there, enjoy it. We will update the weather forecast here in just a moment. We'll get an update on what's going on in the news. Also, a farm report update coming up as well. So, again, a lot on the plate here as we get towards the weekend. 729 is the time, 65 degrees, but very thick conditions, very humid conditions to start things off here in downtown Wausau. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Back to Pat in just a few moments, and we'll be back at 7:52 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:52. Overcast skies and 65 degrees in downtown Wausau. In fact, temperature is not going to rise all that much as we get into our Friday. High temperatures expected somewhere in the upper 60s before all is said and done. We'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we get set for the weekend. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And one of the big stories nationally this week has been out of New York City, the mayor's primary on the Democratic side. It was Zohran Mamdani who defeated Andrew Cuomo in order to get the Democratic nomination for New York mayor. And one of the aspects of the campaign has been that Mamdani basically said to the folks about affordability, about there are ways with positive government action that things can be done, such as free busing and trying to be involved in some sort of rent controls in some sort of way to be able to do things to make the lives of average people more affordable, especially in a city like New York. And it can be, I think, expanded beyond New York City and also within the Democratic Party, whether or not big ideas are possible. Because over the last number of years, there's been a lot of I think, trickle-down effects when it came to what started in the early 1980s with Ronald Reagan, talking about trickle-down economics, and at the same time, the idea that government can't work, that as Ronald Reagan, when he would campaign, would say some of the scariest words you could ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The idea that government can't work.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that. And actually, there was a note, a letter to the editor in the last couple of days to the WASA Pilot Review that I think lays it out there that one thing that Democrats have to be able to do is not just promise big things when it comes to the way that government works, but it's also, again, having the courage to say that, hey, in order for us to do these things, we have to ask those who are well off to be taxed, what I would call fairly, but at the same time, those folks don't want to be taxed anymore. Mm. But it comes down to the battle of ideas. And this letter to the editor kind of simplifies it. I mean, it really isn't all that complicated. And I think that if we can get to the point where you have a true battle of ideas, and at the same time, you have to be honest as well. Because right now we are seeing such dishonesty when it comes to what is or what is not in this big, beautiful bill that the Republicans are trying to put through, that when you're trying to go through the lies, that can make it more difficult. But this letter, again, just, I thought, simple, a very simple idea. A lady named Mary Jo Nissen of Balsam Lake wrote a letter to the WASA Pilot Review and said, basically, hey, Donald Trump made many promises during his campaign. One is to balance the federal budget. This is a worthy goal, one that Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany share. And obviously, Johnson and Tiffany talk about this all the time. Yeah. But the bottom line is, they really don't want to accomplish that. Because if they did, you put all the chips on the table. You don't just say, we're going to take the chainsaw that Elon Musk has to all these important programs that help average people, and then say, well, we would never, ever ask our wealthy compatriots to add a little bit to the pie as well. But pointed out in this letter is that there used to be an income tax rate that was on the wealthiest that would help balance a budget. The letter writer says from 1937 to 1982, the rate on the wealthiest segment of our population was 70% or higher. Now it's 40%. Again, it started in the Reagan years. He just slashed the income rates of the wealthiest Americans. And then Republicans from then on have said, nope, we are never going to touch that. We're never going to raise it. We're never, ever going to ask the wealthiest to pay a little bit more for the betterment of society. And we are seeing an explosion of billionaires. And their idea is, well, everybody can become a billionaire. No, not everybody can become a billionaire. But
because not everybody has life handed to him on a silver platter.
That is very true. But
or a gold platter in this case, because, you know, gold is worth a lot more money, so it should be on a gold platter.
And the thing about it is, with this new budget, you're going to see rural hospitals put into terrible situations. You're going to see folks who rely on Medicaid put in terrible positions. And yet, nobody's ever going to ask the wealthiest who have millions and millions and millions of dollars to put into third-party dirty campaign ads every couple of years to pay a little bit more to maybe make a rural hospital more efficient and more available to those in those communities. But yeah. The point I want to make here, just to wrap up this segment, is when you look at what happened in New York City with the positions that Zohran Mamdani put out there, you can't just say, we're going to have free busing, we're going to have all these other opportunities without asking, again, the wealthiest to put in. It has to be a complete conversation. And it does. And I think that is a conversation that this country needs to have in the future, because we have gone down this road for the last 40-plus years, government bad, tax is bad. No, we have to reshape the conversation, and I think argue and prove to the American people that this is the right way to go.
Absolutely.
The time is 7:59. We have a news update coming up at the top of the hour, and then back to Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back at 22 and 52 after the hour as well here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 8:22. Right now, it currently remains 65 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Another story here in north central Wisconsin that I've been keeping an eye on this week is earlier in the week, the Wausau Finance Committee advanced a proposal to partner with Bridge Street Mission for year-round emergency shelter services. And obviously, it is something that is vitally needed here in our community, the shelter services for those in need. The aspect of this story that has me not knowing exactly, you know, the right answer here. Sometimes it's easy to get in front of a microphone and say, this is exactly what we need to do, and this is exactly the right thing or the wrong thing. Here, I think there's some shades of gray. Part of the Finance Committee's information they received was an assurance from Police Chief Matt Barnes in Wausau that the faith-based organization will not discriminate in providing services. There have been some concerns that the Bridge Street Mission has a stance based on doctrine, on sexuality, and gender identity. The Bridge Street Mission, as part of their national network, operates under a religious doctrine that opposes homosexual behavior, same-sex marriage, and gender transitions. The organization reserves the right to exclude staff and volunteers whose behavior conflicts with those beliefs, raising some questions from community members about whether public funds should support the mission's operations. And I fall in that grouping. It's a big question. And I have to admit, again, when I see religious folks basically try to have it both ways, I am somebody that tries to base a lot of my beliefs on fact. And faith is not fact. Faith is a belief system.
Yes, it is.
And often you don't have the facts, but you do have deep beliefs. And part of this country's heritage is having the opportunity to have faith-based opinions and not to be discriminated against for those, and to be able to be free to worship in the way that you believe in. But there is so much I would call hypocrisy. And I will again go right back to the mayor's race in New York City. You have a Muslim who has been getting so much, I would call, religious bigotry from those religious believers who have believed differently. And this week, earlier, our colleague, I guess, in the broadcasting business, Chris Conley, talked about religious bias, that the idea that the Bridge Street Mission should have any, you know, pushback on these beliefs that they have, the opposition to homosexuality and other traditional teachings, according to Conley. And he's all bent out of shape that there are folks that are actually concerned over the use of public funds to support an organization which potentially has exclusionary policies. And Conley's response to that is, oh, really?
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Again, the idea that one of the things that frustrates me when it comes to religious belief is that the idea that it's a free discrimination card, that they should be allowed to discriminate because of their religious beliefs. That's wrong.
Yes, it is.
And especially now when you are thinking about putting public monies towards it. It's public monies towards trying to fix a problem. So, obviously, the aspect of it is to give those who need the help, to need the shelter, the opportunity to get that shelter. But at the same time, the idea that there's a potential of being excluded based on sexual orientation or other beliefs is wrong when there's public money going towards it. So the conversation has to be very, very, very careful here. And the idea of someone like Conley, who is, again, it's Friday, so obviously today
he must have his faith on Friday,
telling us again how to think. The idea that we're being careful with this is not a bad thing at all.
No.
And the process is continuing. I'm not saying that Bridge Street Mission should not be getting the money, but I'm certainly saying it should not be, we're just going to let them do what they want to do. No. No. That there's... Make sure that some folks are not turned away based on beliefs of the Bridge Street Mission's religious foundation. So, again.
Just because you're a person of faith, it doesn't mean you're above everybody else or you're immune into the effects of...
It's like a free get-out-of-jail-free... It's a get-out-of-jail-free card when it comes to discrimination. Well, we should be allowed to discriminate because of our religious beliefs. And we've seen that card used a lot more in recent years. And
people have read the Bible?
I'm not going to even go into the Bible. Yeah. I want to talk about this in a intellectual way, mm-hmm. about faith and facts. And I'm not saying there's not room for faith in our public discourse. But at the same time, it should not be, again,
having facts as well.
But facts are also important as well. So again, it's a process that's going to continue. But boy, I get frustrated with the idea that because you have a certain religious belief, that it allows you to be discriminatory, and then the very same people discriminate against another religion. Like we've seen some ugliness when it comes to folks in New York City in the mayor's race.
Very ugly.
All right. Well, coming up in our final segment, we will have an opportunity to do the number for the day quiz at the very end.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about my road trip coming up today, going to see the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. And the number of the day is going to involve folks that go and see the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
So it's going to kind of involve me in a little bit. So it's going to involve people that go to see the Milwaukee Brewers. That's what the number is going to be. That's sort of a wide swath for you to think about here for the next few minutes.
All right.
We have an information update coming up. Then we'll be back with Pat, and then we'll be back at 8:52 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Friday morning. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Our Wausau Morning Report. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, heading towards the weekend. And towards the first week of July. And, of course, next week is Independence Day. Next Friday, in fact. We're 1 week away from the 4th of July.
Yeah.
The 249th birthday of the United States of America next week. And I've not heard anything. I mean, I would think that the plans would be already underway in terms of trying to get ready for a 250th birthday celebration. I've read in the past, in all history, about the 200th birthday back in 1976 for the United States. It was a huge celebration. It was in the aftermath of Watergate, but at the same time, the country came together, had a big party to celebrate number 200. Yeah. I would think that there would be some significant celebratory activities coming up in a year or so. I would hope so.
I certainly hope so, too.
Unfortunately, we have Donald Trump as president, but that's a whole different. I talked about that last year. I said, man, I do not want to see our 250th birthday with Donald Trump as president. But nevertheless, it is what it is. And what are your plans for the weekend?
Let's see. For the 4th of July weekend?
This week. No, this weekend. We'll talk about that next week.
let's see. I don't really have any big plans. I know my sister's coming up from Madison to be a part of a Chalk Fest. And then, on a Saturday night, I'm actually doing something just pretty simple. But also a lot of fun. A group of friends and myself are going to Wittenberg to do some bowling.
Really?
It's just a fun, little get together.
Why Wittenberg to go bowling?
It's where one of my friends lives.
Oh, I see. Okay. You'll do the traveling. Don't make them do the traveling.
Must be nice to go bowling.
Yeah, no, it's always fun to get together. It's always good to have, those group activities and to enjoy those. So, fantastic. And I know a lot of folks are very excited, as we mentioned earlier, getting set for Wings Over Wausau starting later today. And then it goes into tomorrow. You mentioned Chalk Fest as well. We're going to knock on wood that the weather is good because, so many terrific pieces of art with the chalk are available right here in downtown Wausau as well.
Indeed.
So, a lot on the itinerary. And again, one of the great things about living in this part of the world is the opportunity to have the seasons, to have activities during the winter months, have activities during the summer months, and to get out there and really enjoy it. I am heading out of town later today. I'm going to go down to Milwaukee and see the Brewers tonight. Folks,
hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yeah, seeing the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies. The Brewers right now are battling the Cubs at the top of the NL Central. They're doing a great job. I think they're 9 games over .500 now.
Nice.
Colorado is the worst team in baseball, so hopefully they'll be able to take advantage of that this weekend and continue to move closer, maybe even move past the Cubs here in the next few days for first place in the division.
That'd be good for them.
It's a free ticket Friday, though, as well, here on Civic Media, so folks can listen throughout the day. You have chances to win tickets to see the Brewers. I think the tickets, at least for the last hour when Pat was giving them away, was for the Brewer-Rocky game on Sunday. I'm not sure if they're all the tickets for the rest of the day are all for that game, but the tickets that I have for tonight are also through Civic Media, and they'll be in the same area that the folks who win the free ticket Friday are, and had a chance to use tickets in that spot last year. Really good tickets. Really good. Comfortable.
Club level tickets.
So it's like a lot of fun. So we're looking forward. Me and a couple of friends are heading down to Milwaukee, make the drive, and then come right back after the game. But enjoy it at American Family Field today. So I'm looking forward to that. I have not been to a game this year. Went to a game last year, only one. So don't get down there too much. But looking forward to taking advantage and hopefully seeing a great game tonight. So
very cool.
And in fact, Brewers and fans going to American Family Field are the subject for the number for the day quiz today.
Yeah.
And you are 2 out of 4 this week, so you've clinched a passing grade, which is always the first thing that you got to do. But now today you're going to try to earn a winning week.
Yeah.
That's more right than wrong.
In fact, I'm going to the weekend with a win.
Absolutely. Last week you had a winning week, right? You had 3 out of 5 last week, right?
Yes, I did.
So trying to make it 2 winning weeks in a row. Been on a roll here the last couple of weeks. But the number for the day, the Milwaukee Brewers and fans at American Family Field. Our number for the day today is, what are the Milwaukee Brewers currently averaging for attendance in 2025? So what is the average crowd that goes to a Milwaukee Brewers game so far in 2025. And the Brewers, and I will give you a little hint here.
Okay.
So far this season, the Brewers have a total home attendance of 1,187,645 fans.
Wow.
So if you knew how many games exactly they've played so far at home, then you'd be able to figure it out. But you just have to estimate. So the average per game attendance for the Brewers so far in 2025.
What are my choices?
All right, your choices are 23,967 fans. 28,967 fans.
Okay.
33,967 fans. So 23, 28, or 33,967. So it's 967 are the final three digits, but the first two digits are either 23, 28, or 33.
You know what? I'm going to say average audience for a Brewers game, taking into account the total number you gave me. I'm going to say 28. I'm going to say 28,961 is my final answer.
The Brewers are currently averaging 28,967 nice. Fans. So you get
three out of five.
Second week in a row, a winning week. So that's a good way to go into the weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's well, awesome.
So get a nice high score on the bowling alleys this weekend.
I will. Have a good weekend, everybody. Take care.
We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.